The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 30th, 2014. It's almost Halloween, and today we recall what many regard as the most celebrated Halloween prank of the 20th century. One of the most popular radio drama series of the 1930s was The Mercury Theater on the Air, and on October 30th, 1938, its Halloween episode was an adaptation of H.G. Wells' novel The War of the Worlds, which described in realistic detail an invasion by aliens from Mars. Directed and narrated by actor and future filmmaker Orson Welles, no relation to H.G., it became famous for causing mass panic, although the extent of the alleged hysteria is debated. The CBS broadcast began innocently enough with Welles providing the standard introduction. But anyone who tuned in a little more than 2 minutes later heard some 40 minutes of simulated news bulletins which suggested to some listeners that an actual invasion by Martians was underway. The Mercury Theater also ran without commercial breaks, which only added to the eerie realism of the program's content. Two-thirds of the way into the broadcast, there was a break for station identification, and the announcer clearly noted that it was a dramatization. But by that time, thousands were convinced that the entertaining fiction was ghastly fact. Welles left few details to chance, defied the censors, and urged a radio actor who assumed the identity of an unnamed government official trying to restore calm to do his best impression of President Franklin Roosevelt. Traffic jams were common as thousands of people in New Jersey fled their homes. Radio station and police department switchboards were jammed. A coincidental power system failure in Washington State led many to believe that the invasion had spread across the nation. Within a month, newspapers had published 12,500 articles about the broadcast and its impact, and even Adolf Hitler cited the panic as evidence of the decadence of democracy. There was outrage in the American media, too. The program's news bulletin format was described as cruel and deceptive by some newspapers, leading to calls for regulation by the Federal Communications Commission. Despite these complaints, or perhaps in part because of them, the episode secured Orson Welles' fame as a dramatist. His playful intent is evident in his closing words at the end of the program. This is Orson Welles to assure you that The War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet, then jumping out of a bush and saying boo. Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates by tomorrow night, so we did the next best thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You'll be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that both institutions are still open for business. So good night, everybody. And remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch. And if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 30th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.